CliffCentral.com.
There are two kinds of complete disregard being shown here. The first one is obviously to the people who the Department of Social Welfare is responsible. Those poor people, those old people, those disabled people, those people who are sometimes single-handedly raising a huge family of children because there have been deaths of parents and all kinds of things. All the parents are working in urban areas and these people in rural ones, whatever the case may be. But they've obviously said, you know what, you just shut up, you people, and just wait, and we'll hand out your cash just now, peasants. We'll get to you. Just wait until the end of March. What are you worried about? We know what we're doing. And then the second level of disregard is to anybody who wants to know what's going on there. People who aren't necessarily dependent on the social grant, but who care about the country.
Mm.
They care about whether things are working or not. Not because they want to gossip at dinner parties, not because they want to sit around and say, "Ah, you see, I told you this government was crap." But because in this case, this is not something which affects them directly. This is something which affects the poor. So good people who are genuinely concerned about this stuff are asking questions, and government goes, "Ha! We don't need to answer you. Who do you think you are? You give us your money for taxes, and we'll decide what to do with it, and don't you dare ask questions. Who do you think you are?" Right?
Man.
It's like a double FU. And this department is, it seems, rotten to the core and unable in any way to show itself to be better. I mean, where do you even start with these guys, right?
Such a good question, because what is the next step with this? Because they're going to stay in office, right? These people who have proven to be incompetent.
Well, they've got the president with
them.
And the president's keeping them there because he needs their vote when it comes to NEC. And he knows Butterby Dlamini. He's got the whole Women's League behind her. So, you know, we've got to suck it up, right? And maybe at the end of this month, a couple of million people are going to have to suck it up when their grant isn't delivered on time or in the right way, or perhaps someone else gets a nice piece of their grant and everybody else has to just shut up and pay. Well, I don't know that that's good enough. I would say that actually we need to now take things into our own hands.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, either we've got to suck it up or we've got to revolt. This whining business is clearly not getting the results we want.
Yeah.
So then what do we do next?
And by revolt, we've got to hold back our money. We've got to suffer a little bit. And we've got to be willing to do whatever is necessary to make a stand. Otherwise, the government are just going to go, "These people are so stupid. Let's keep doing what we've been doing, because clearly they don't mind. They'll put up with anything, these idiots." Right? It's just, how much more can we steal in the meantime while these morons sit there on their hands just handing out their cash to us? Because they're so dumb. Look at them. Ha ha. And they like Praveen. They think Praveen is their hero. Praveen's the one taking the money out of their pockets. Ha ha ha. They're so stupid. Dumb South Africans. No wonder the old regime held them under their thumbs. They're so dumb, the whole lot of them. They're a bunch of useless, subpar underperformers who don't care how you abuse them. They're all just slaves. We're the new masters. Hooray. Good for us. That's what they're thinking. They might not be saying it as blatantly as that, but that's what they're thinking.
Well, what's the need for them to even say it when it's obvious right now as well? Because when is the masses actually going to wake up after this? It's probably going to take a matter of like 2 months for them to go, "Hold up. Two months ago, there was that issue. We all just got riled up over the wrong things. All right." So it wasn't just about the translation.
And what's the best way to get government to take notice of you? Is it to take to the streets? Because we've done that before. They don't care. Is it to burn things down and destroy things? Well, that's counterproductive because then we're hurting ourselves, right? So what can we do? Any ideas? How about we withhold the money?
Couldn't they find a way to lock us up for breaking the law in those ways?
They can't lock us all up.
No, yeah. Not all of us, but I mean, they just need to threaten us, and then, you know, then we wouldn't, then some of us wouldn't hold back the money, because who wants to be threatened with
Exactly. I mean, people bought ETOL tags.
Yeah.
They just go to show you, we're not a united base of protesters.
No, we're not.
So come on, what can we do then?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, guys, give me an answer. I was expecting you to help me here, not to make it harder. All right. Anyway,
I always believe, let's go back to basics and throw fruit. That's what I really want
to do. You reckon?
Yeah.
Is that the thing to do?
Well, look, you can have high-level problems for low-level idiots, right? But then there's no connect. You've got to go back to fruit.
All right.
No one knows.
I don't even have any fresh fruit at home.
Do you need fresh fruit? Why waste the good stuff? That's the stuff you forgot about in the fridge when you went away for a week.
Okay, so we could just wander around the back of the building and gather all the stuff that they're going to throw out anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. And we just throw it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. At who?
These people who are just nonsensical tax-wasting cretins.
But we don't even know where to find most of them because it's not like...
We talk about them right here. We can have a hot list.
It's not like they're at their jobs, though. It's not like they're at their desks doing work. Most of them are like hiding away behind blue light brigades.
I mean, I suppose you could begin in Saxon world, but those high gates, how do we get over those high gates and the security guards?
How are these Guptas? I mean, they don't seem to be concerned with anything. It's business as usual for them.
You don't have to hit everyone with the fruit. It's about throwing the fruit in the general direction.
But, okay. And like, don't you feel overwhelmed by, like, who are you going to target first?
Batabile. She's clearly.
She's number
exactly.
one.
Exactly. When there's lots of us and lots of fruit, we can really get it done.
Or do we go straight to the top and get the prez and throw fruit at him?
Well, when there's a million of us throwing fruit, Gareth, we can go wherever we want. CliffCentral.com